大家下午好 Good afternoon And let's to start our worship And 让我们开始我们敬拜我们用、诗篇来、开始诗篇八十四篇一到四节万军之耶和华你的居所何等可爱我羡慕可想耶和华的愿语我的心肠我的肉体向永生神呼欢呼万军之耶和华我的王我的神啊在你祭坛那里麻雀为自己找着房屋燕子为自己找着抱出之窝如此住在你殿中的便为有福他们仍要赞美你 In English How lovely is your dwelling place Lord Almighty My soul yearns even faints for the cause of the Lord My heart and my flesh cry out for living GodEven the sparrow has found a home and swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young, a place near your altar, Lord Almighty, my King and my God. Blessed are those who are dwelling in your house, they are even praising you. Let's stand up, we start to sing.Majesty standing our worship 让我们一起起立我们用诗歌来开始我们敬拜 The first in Chinese The second in English 让我们低头，我们来到神的面前。Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, the King of the Kings, the Majesty, we come to you, worship and adore you. Glorify your name in all the earth. We pray for ourselves, for those who are suffering from diseases, panic and depression. Father, please put your mercy on them.Cure their disease, save their souls. Let your spirit fulfill ourselves today. Pray in Jesus' name. 亲爱的主，我们感谢你。你是万王之王，你是我们的主。我们来到你的面前，向你敬拜。荣耀你的名在这全地上，是我们的使命。我们为那些正在罹患疾病的、恐慌的、忧郁的人，我们为他们祷告，求主你把你的怜悯放到他们身上，让他们知道你是那主，求你医治他们的疾病，拯救他们的灵魂，求你的灵运行在我们当中，保守我们丰丰富富的得着。这样祷告奉主耶稣宝贵的圣名，阿们。可以 sit down， 请坐。The second one, we're going to sing the language you like.
为真理打仗，主耶稣已做好榜样，勇敢坚定不惧怕，你有忠心尽前爱主，将最后情绪一场，将你最好的献于主，献你年轻的力量，穿上旧恩全副军装，忠心为真理打仗，将你最好的献于主，主爱伟大无可比，他将自己做你赎价，天上荣耀赏赐你，我是生命毫无怨言，求你脱罪把血洒，你要热心尽前来主，将最好奉献于他，将你最好的献于主，献你年轻的力量，穿上旧恩全副军装，忠心为真理打仗，
现在是读经的时候 The time for scripture reading。 我们今天所要读的经文是路加福音第22章25节到26节。 The scripture we are going to read today is Luke chapter 22 verses 25 to 26. We are going to read it together,both English and Chinese. 我们中文跟英文一起来念。路加福音第二十二章二十五节，请耶稣说：外邦人有君王为主治理他们，那掌权管的称为恩主，但你们不可以这样。你们里头为大的，倒要像年幼的；为首领的，倒要像服侍人的。今天读经都到这里，下面把时间交给二十六念完了吗？要把时间交给长老。
好，我们一起站立，我们一起来读主导文。我也希望我有机会的话，我也会用主导文这一篇成为一个信息，让我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
一起来。我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿主国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免老人的债，不叫我们遇见试探， 救我们脱离凶恶，因为国度、权柄、荣耀全是你的，直到永远。阿们。我们一起低头祷告。 Our Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you.
亲爱的主，我们恭敬的谦卑的来到您的面前。
You are the Almighty God.
你是全能的主。
You are our Savior.
你是我们的救主。
And we especially pray for those who in Wuhan, Hubei, and all those virus-infected area.
我们特别为武汉所有的那个灾民，还有世界各地染患这个病毒的人祷告。
We pray that this virus will be under control soon.
我们真的祈祷，真的让这个疫情能够快快的在掌控当中。
We pray that your mercy and your heavenly peace will be among those patients.
我们也恳求主，您施恩怜悯这些人，然后您的平安能够赏赐给所有的人。
We also pray that our people will turn back to you and go away from their wicked life.
我们更恳求主，真的是怜悯我们的国人，让他们能够远离恶行，能够归向真神。
And look for the face to you.
他们能够转眼仰望主。
Because if we pray earnestly, you will heal them and will heal this land.
主啊，若是我们谦卑祷告在主面前的话，主您就真的是医治这地，医治我们这些民众。
Lord, you are refuge and strength.
主啊，您是我们的避难所，您是我们的力量。
And you are a very present help in trouble.
您是我们在患难中随时的帮助。
You are the only one, the eternal God, we can come in your rest.
我们只能到您这唯一的真神面前，才能够得享安息。
And we give thanks to you because of this epidemic situation. Many people look upon you and ask for your name.
我们也感谢主，借着这次的灾病，让很多的人都能够回心转意的归向真神。
You're going to bring the blessing to those who look upon you.
主啊，您一定会赐福那些转回归向主的一些人。
And we also pray that our church is looking for a morning service location.
主啊，我们也真的是在蜜堂的事工当中进行着。
Because you are the head of the church, and we ask for your direction.
主啊，您是我们教会的元首，愿主您自己指引我。
And we ask you to give us opportunity to find a place that you would like us to worship you.
主啊，恳求主给我们这机会，能够觅到一个堂，我们能够早晨来敬拜主。
And today we pray that through the message you will bring us inspiration.
主啊，恳求主真的是刚我今天所要传讲的，愿主您自己的恩典能够临到我们每一个众人。
You come not to be served, but to serve.
当中不是要为求人服侍，而是要服侍人。
And even you die on the cross.
主啊，您还竟死在十字架上。
And bless your message.
主啊，恳求主赐福今天的信息。
And we all will get nourishment and edify from this.
愿我们每个人都能够得到喂养，能够得到激励。
And we pray that in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Please be seated.
请坐。
原来今天主日的传讲信息是 Jim Price 牧师。
Pastor Jim Price was originally scheduled for today as a speaker.
因为他刚从泰国回来，星期一的时候回来。
Since he came back from Thailand on Monday.
那有很多在中国的外教，也是这一段时间都到泰国，他们春节的时候去度假。
A lot of teachers in China who gathered in Thailand for the spring retreat.
这个度假也就是退休会。
And this is also a time for vacation and retreat.
所以我们就让他在家里休息一下。
So we ask him to stay at home and rest.
那我今天也准备一篇信息，也是刚好配合我们执事的就职。
And I also prepare a message that England will be in concert with the installation of our deacons.
那我在准备的时候，我就想用这个经节成为我今天信息的开头。
When I prepare this message, I would like to use the scriptures for the beginning or the foreword of today's message.
是在马太福音的第五章。
It's listed in the
马太福音第五
chapter 5.
是讲到第六福。
It talks about the sixth beatitude.
第六福讲到什么呢？清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
One of the Beatitudes is the number six item that Jesus taught them was, Blessed are the pure in heart, because they will see God.
因为我们每一位来到教会，我们是敬拜，同时也是服事。
Because for each and every one of us come to the church, first thing is to worship, and the second thing is to serve God.
所以清心的人有福了，必得。见神。
For those who are pure in heart, they will see God.
那今天我选的经文刚刚也读过。
And the scripture reading we just read was the also that we just read before.
这段信息在四福音里面都记载。
This message was recorded in all the four books of the gospel.
在四福音里面记载都记载耶稣最后的过逾越节。
They also recorded in all the four gospels that Jesus celebrated at the very end of the Passover feast.
所以在这四本福音里面，路加福音特别写出。他们在守这个晚餐的时候所发生的一件事。
And according to the Gospel of Luke, and he recorded a very special event, and some examples are recorded in the book.
我们知道，在最后晚餐，也就是主耶稣要上十字架之前，门徒和主耶稣已经相处了大概三年多。的时间。
We all know that the Last Supper was the one that, according to the book, that all the disciples have stayed with Jesus for a little over 3 years, and that is the Last Supper to get together, and Jesus will go on the cross.
相处三年多是日夜，不是早上五点到早上八点到五点就散，是日夜生活在一起。
The disciples have stayed with Jesus day and night. It's 24 hours, 7:24. Instead of just from 8 to 5, almost like an office hour. It's day and night.
所以在这段里面特别讲到一个很特别的事。
It recorded a very special event.
门徒和主耶稣三年多的时候，在最后一餐的时候，门徒在讲什么
？So what the disciples were talking about, especially during the very last meal that they had with Jesus after they stayed with Jesus over 3 years.
门徒在讲谁伟大
？And the disciples were arguing with each other who is going to be the most or the greatest among them.
所以这一段圣经所记载的。
So this is what they recorded in the book of Luke.
所以我们看到在约翰福音的时候，约翰就特别记载，主耶稣就给门徒们洗脚。
So in the Gospel of John, recorded that Jesus even washed the feet of his disciples.
那我就想借着这段话，我们来彼此的勉励。今天我们教会中服事的时候，我们是不求。谁伟大，只求神的名被高举。
So I would like to use these scriptures to encourage each other. Also, we will get edified because of the message that Jesus taught the disciples. Instead, we don't want to be high or greatest among the men. Instead, we will be considered great in the eyes of the Lord.
所以我就想在信息进入这信息之前，有三个问题我们自己来问自己。
Before we go into the details of the message, I want to ask you three questions, or you ask yourself.
因为每一个侍奉的人都是重生得救属神儿女的人。
For those of us who serve are supposed to be born again and know what they're serving and who they're serving.
第一个问题是神拯救我因为是什么？
The first question is God saved me because
因为神爱我。
Because he loves us.
所以我们的服事都是回应神的爱。
Our serve is the response that we have toward God's love.
第二个问题。
The second question.
第二个问题是神拯救我的目的。
So God's purpose of saving me.
神爱我们，拯救我们。
God loves and saved us.
可是神拯救我们的目的是什么呢？
So what's the purpose that God saving me?
有个很重要的，神愿意我们来彰显他的荣耀。
Because God would like us to glorify him.
神的荣耀永远不会受到影响。
The glory of God will never be diminished.
但是神愿意借助他的儿女来彰显他的荣耀。
And yet, he would like to have his people, his children, to glorify him.
第三个问题。
Number three.
我最像耶稣的时候是什么时候？
I'm most like Jesus when I...
就是当我们学习耶稣服侍别人的时候，我们最像耶稣。
I'm most like Jesus when I learn to serve others like Jesus did.
当然，耶稣有多方面的美善，但是当我们学习耶稣来服侍人的时候，我们是最像耶稣。
Of course, Jesus has many aspects of manifestation of his greatness, and yet, when we serve God, when we serve others, that is when we are most like Jesus.
所以借助这三个问题，我们今天的题目是仆人的心态。
So the title of today's sermon is Servant's Heart through these three questions.
所以从仆人的信息里面有三个记号，我们来看什么是真的仆人。
So we would like to see what is the true servant through three marks of servanthood.
总共有三点。第一点，真仆人不求称许，不求认可。
A true servant does not demand recognition.
那经文是在马太福音的六章第二节。
The scripture was quoted from the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 1 through 2.
当然我们可以从第一节看到第八节是主耶稣的一些教导。
Of course, we could read all the way from 1 verse through the 8th one. And yet, we are just quoting this too because we could see just from these two verses that we know Jesus' teaching.
当主耶稣讲这段话的时候，我们要先了解他的对象是什么。
Of course, we need to know whom Jesus was talking this message to. Who are the listeners?
我们常读圣经，我们一定要知道背景是什么，我们才能明白当时主耶稣教导的目的。
We need to know the background information of the scriptures when we're reading the Bible. Also, we will.Know more clearly what is the purpose of Jesus' teaching.
所以他的听众，他的对象是法利赛人。
Because the subject or the listeners are the Pharisees.
法利赛人当时应该是最虔诚、遵守神律法的。
The Pharisees in those days were considered the most reverent and most.Law-abiding citizens.
在这一段，当你注意看的时候，我读了一遍，起码我读出三个字出现，一个字出现三个字三次。
So if you read these two verses clearly, I've noticed there one word that jumped out very, very obviously at least three times.
这个字是什么？是故意。
What is this word? That is on purpose.
所以这个故意放在这一段里面，不是没有理由的。
There's a reason why the on purpose was put in these two verses.
这故意就是说，他们有意来做这个事，有别的目的，有别的动机。
Because,
有存心来做这样的事。
Because whatever they did was in for the purpose of doing something.
第二个是这里面讲到善事。
The second word is the deeds of righteousness.
所以主耶稣不是讲这些善事是错的。
Jesus didn't really deny or kind of.Put down the word, the good deeds of the people.
他是讲到，当人要行这善事，你的动机不纯正的时候，主耶稣就用一个字，假冒为善。
Because Jesus considered that if you're doing the deeds of righteousness and for the purpose of being recognized or praised, and then you are doing it on purpose and with the veil of wickedness.
所以我们要分清楚，这些善事永远是善事。
We have to know the truth that the deeds of the righteousness are the good deeds for sure.
但是你行这些善事，你若是有存心，你若是有动机不纯正，你若是为了自己而做的时候，你不过得到。地上的赏赐，人们的称赞而已。
You will receive all the rewards or recognitions from the people on the earth, because if you are having unjust motive or doing it just for the purpose for being recognized, and then you are doing it in vain.
你得不到那永恒神的称许。
And you will not be received. You will not.Recognized by God for the eternal recognition.
所以我们看到这段经文里面，他对法利赛人用假冒为善出现两次。
The word of being doing and for the disguise of doing good deeds it appeared twice.
Hypocrite.
Hypocrites.
所以我们当读圣经的时候就很有意思，当你看一些字特别 出现在这一段经文，它有一个目的，它有个教导。
There's teaching in those words being used in the book of the, Matthew.
所以我们要留意，当我们服侍神的时候，什么是真仆人的心态。第一个，我们不求取人的认可或是称许。
So we have to bear in mind that when we serve, a true servant does not demand recognition.
所以这里面讲到祷告，讲到施舍的时候，不是为了表扬自己而去做，乃是有神的心意，敬畏神的心去做的。
Because when I mentioned the prayer and also giving to the needy is only for the pleasing of God instead of being recognized by men.
我在准备这个信息的时候，这个礼拜我在准备的时候，礼拜四我到 Costco 去。
On Thursday, I went to Costco. Actually, I was preparing this message the whole week.
我到 Costco 的时候，刚好有个姐妹从后面叫我。
And I was called behind me by a sister.
是薛燕姐妹叫我。
By 薛燕。
我们知道她的老公因为癌症，她在家里要照料郭兴伟弟兄。
Because her husband was struggling with cancer, so she has to stay at home and taking care of him.
那我就问他，我说情形怎么样？
So I asked her, how was he doing?
他说癌症已经扩散。
Because the cancer's cell has spread throughout internally.
医生不会再动手术。
And the surgeon will not perform surgery on him.
所以我们看到 医生不再用手术的方式来治疗他。
So instead, the doctors will treat him in other than the surgery.
所以我们知道，我们需要为他们一家来祷告。
So we need to pray for her husband, 郭新伟。
所以这是我在准备信息的时候，哎，神借着这样的一件事提醒我们，需要继续为他来祷告。
So during the process when I was preparing for the message, and then I ran into Xue Yin. So we need to pray for him and her as well.
第二，我就问他有什么可以做的。
Secondly, so I asked her what can we do for her and him.
他就跟我说。
She told me.
我们当中一位姐妹。
Among us, there was a sister.
经常去帮助他的家。
Always helped her out.
他当要带先生去看医生，他都替他看小孩，接小孩。
Whenever Xue Yin has to take Guo Xinwei to the hospital, and this sister among us will always take care of her two children.
这神又给我第二个信息。
And then God gave me the second message.
你在暗中帮助别人。
What you did in the darkness?
当你不敲锣打鼓去帮助别人。
When you did not blow the trumpet or blow the gong, and then
神借着很奇妙的情形，由他来跟我讲。
And then God will tell us or show it to us in a way of miraculously.
你我在 Costco 见过几次。
How many times can you count us running into you at Costco?
很少很少。
Very few times.
我从来也没有见过薛燕姐妹。
I hardly see her in Costco shop.
可是借着这个礼拜是当我在思考准备的时候，哎，借着这件事，我就刚讲到两点，我学到了。第一个祷告，再来一个暗中服侍他的人，神借着被服侍的人无形中就跟我分享，很谢谢教会这姐妹给她的及时的服侍。
So during the preparation of the whole week, I went into Xue Yin, and then God revealed to me that there are two things. One is that we pray for people in darkness, and alsoThe member of our church, the sister who helped Xue Yin and Guo Xinwei in darkness, and yet God showed it to us without demanding recognition.
第二点我要提出来的是，真仆人不求赏赐。
Number two is a true servant does not demand reward.
所以这在路加福音的第六章三十三节到三十五节。
This is from the book of Luke, chapter 6, verses 33 through 35.
同样的，在这一段里面出现的有一个字，酬谢。
In these verses, it appeared to me that there the word kind of reward.
在这里面也特别强调这爱加倍，爱加倍的爱。
It talks about the agape love.
因为这里面讲的爱，不是我们人间我们可以行出来的爱。
The love that we're talking about here is not the love between human beings. Instead,
这个爱是神自己的爱。
It is the love from God. It is agape.
只有在神爱的律下，我们才能去做的。
Only under the law of God that we will do it.
因为我们知道在教会生活中常有去无回的。
A lot of times when we serve in church, it's just one way street.
有去无回，你容易灰心。
You get discouraged if you just give and without being returned a favor.
若没有神爱，
If without God's love,
有去无回的爱，就是服侍，你一下就会泄气。
Usually, if it's just one way street and you give all the time without being returned the favor, and then you'll get discouraged.
世人的爱是有来才有往。
Usually, the worldly love between people are two-way street. You give and you get some return.
在这一段里面也讲到，世人不会爱逼迫他们的人。
It talks about that we will not love those who persecute us.
我们要学习神爱却爱仇敌。
And yet we learn from God to love our enemies.
这是不容易的。
This is not easy.
所以这里讲到用神爱的律，我们才能学习神自己的爱。
Only under the law of God that we'll know how to love like God, like Jesus.
当我在读这一段的时候，也看到戒这个字。
And also the word kind of jumped up saying that lending or borrowing.
所以在下面看，连本金加利息都得了。
Usually it talks about if you lend to someone, usually you'll get the principal back also plus the interest.
所以我就想到一个例子。
So I thought of one example.
当我们帮助别人的时候，不是求回报。
When we serve others, when we help others, we don't expect or demand reward or demand payback.
神会用他丰富的赏赐来回报我们。
God will reward us with his abundance.
因为在我年幼的时候，还不到十岁的时候，
When I was young, less than 10 years old.
后来我慢慢慢慢回想的时候，我明白了。
Eventually, when I look back, and then I realized.
因为我在的教会是两种语，两个教会，我父亲在国语，我母亲在夏语，就闽南话的教会。
I grew up in a church setting with two languages. The first one is the Mandarin, where my father was the pastor, and the one is Fukienese, where my mom was serving.
在国语的教会有位弟兄，那个时候我还小。我不晓得，也不晓得背后什么事。忽然间，他家里碰到难处，连吃饭的钱都成问题。
It happened in the Mandarin congregation that one of the members of the church that all of a sudden, without any reason that I still do not know, that he went.Almost bankrupt, and they were really in the poverty.
连吃饭都成问题，这是相当严重的一件事。
When they have nothing to provide on the table for meals, that was a very, very serious situation.
我就记得，因为我们学校有伙食给老师跟那些注册的学生吃。
And I still remember our school where my mom was over, presiding over as principal, provide meals for those students and teachers and all those who are commuters.
所以几百人吃的。
100 people.
所以每一天就留一份，留几个人份，就特别留出来。
Every day my mom.Put aside a portion for this poor family.
然后有他的小孩回家就带回去。
And his kids will bring the food to home to serve, to provide them.
过了一段时间之后。
For a period of time.
哎，这一家人几乎隔两三天、三四天。就送一桶羊奶给我们。
A little while later, and this family will bring once every other few days a bottle of goat milk.
后来我长大之后，
As I grew up,
我慢慢了解。
Then I realized.
当你暗中服侍别人。
So when you did a good deed in darkness.
神赐福他所养的羊产生很多奶，不但他可以卖，同时他还每隔几天拿一桶这种一个半个 gallon 的给我们。
God even kind of blessed this family and all his a herd, like sheep or goat, will have abundant milk, not only for sale, and also they have spare half a gallon to spare with us.
所以我学习到，当神赐福你的时候，他可以在生活中来验证神与你同在。
So God will prove that He's ever present in your lives with blessing.
我当然也还有其他的见证可以分享。
Of course, I have other testimonies to share with you.
我只是想用这一点，把我小的时候我经历，当时我也没有花太多时间。后来我长大之后，我看到神的祝福是在暗中让你来承认，这是神的祝福。
Of course, when I was young, I didn't realize the whole situation. And then later on, when I grew up, I get to know the whole truth that whatever you did in the darkness or behind the door, and then God will bless you openly with abundance. Because He just want to prove to you that He is with you.
当你帮助所需要的人，不是为了求任何的赏赐，神必定给你看到你所做的是被神所纪念的。
So when God when you give to the needy in darkness or behind the doors and without people knowing, that God will bless you with His abundance. He will show you that whatever you did was not in vain.
第三点我要分享
Number three,
也就是最后一点
the very last one.
当我分享不是用八点十点，用三点，希望我们都可以记得真正仆人前面第一点，不求称许认可，第二点不求赏赐。
So I will not elaborate more than 5 or 6 or 8 points, only 3. So this is the very last one. And when the first one is, do not serve because you demand recognition, and do not serve because you demand reward. And number 3 is, a true servant does not demand self-rights.
在美国这个社会，
in the American society where we live in,
因为是一个民主的社会
it's a democratic country,
我们常常会讲一句话，我有这个权利，
we always say that I have this right,
人人都求自己的权利，
everyone appeals to his own right,
但圣经里面讲到，
but the Bible says,
当我们服侍的时候是用爱来服侍，用爱成为我们服侍的基础。
Love should be the base or the foundation when we serve.
服侍也是爱的显明。
And also serve is also the display of what we love.
也是生命的流露。
And also the outpouring of our life.
所以我在这段的经文里面就有以弗所书的5:20-21.
And it was based on the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 20-21.
因为在以弗所书里面可以说是教会的生活，保罗所写的。
The book was written by the Apostle Paul, and it talks about the church life.
所以当保罗在第五章的时候，他这样写，凡事要奉我主耶稣的名常常感谢神，又当存敬畏基督的心彼此服侍。
From the book of Ephesians chapter 5 verses 20-21, always giving thanks to God Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ.
因为在教会的服事、牧会、事工都是分层负责。
Because at church setting, we serve according to the delegation.
力求众人看为美好的事来推动。
And we will try to run the ministry by the same kind of goal and same kind of vision.
所以在罗马书第12章里面这样提到。
In the book of Romans, chapter 12, it talks about.
不要看自己过于所当看的，要照神所分给个人信心的大小看得合乎中道。
From the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 3. Do not consider yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you.
我再讲一遍。
Let me repeat.
不要看自己过于所当看的，要照神所分给个人信心的大小，看得合乎中道。
Do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you.
所以服事乃是以不是以表现自己开始。
So to serve at church is not starting with the performance of yourself to show off.
乃是以谦卑为起点。
Instead, you should humble yourself to serve.
假如在公司行号里面，单位里面。
If you're at work, either private or in the governmental offices.
在上的不会服侍在下的。
For those supervisors or managers, they will not serve the lower level workers.
我们看到主耶稣在最后的筵席上，他束起腰来服侍他的门徒。
And yet we saw Jesus serving his disciples with the bended.
最后结论，我愿意再提醒各位。
For the conclusion, I would like to remind everyone here.
要行道，不要单单听道。
Be a doer instead of hearer.
你是真仆人吗？
Are you a true servant?
你是否不求取他人的称许？
Are you the one do not demand recognition?
你是否不求人的赏赐来服侍吗？
Are you the one do not demand reward from men?
你是否不求自我的权利服侍？
Are you the one serve without demanding self-rights?
所以这一段信息我也是彼此的勉励。
So this message is for you and me.
因为今天是执事2020年的就职。
Because today is the installation day of all those deacons.
过去十年一晃就过去。
For the last 10 years, it just flew by.
我愿意用这一篇信息来开始今年的服事。
I would like to use this message to encourage you to start your service this year.
因为我在开头的是讲到清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
Because at the very beginning I did mention that blessed are those pure in heart because they will see God.
在结论的时候我讲到要行道，不要单单的听道。
And the conclusion I would like to mention thatBe doers, not hearers alone.
我用三点把我的信息表达出来。
And I would like to share with you three points of the conclusion.
真仆人不求人的称许。
The true servant does not demand recognition.
真仆人不求人的赏赐。
A true servant does not demand reward.
真仆人不求自我的权利。
A true servant does not demand self-rights.
所以我们需要各位为牧者、为执事同工，我们来祷告。
We need to pray for those deacons and also for those who serve you, like pastors or elders.
因为主耶稣给我们榜样。
Because God has set a very good example. Jesus set a very good example for us.
他不是高举他自己。
He did not uplift himself.
他是神的儿子。
He is the son of God.
我们不想不通，神的儿子来到地上来服侍他的门徒。
We could never figure out, we could never fathom that the son of God, Jesus, came to this earth to serve his disciples.
你若没有这样的感动，你不会信主的。
If you don't have this kind of move in your heart, you will not believe in Jesus Christ.
当你信主之后，你会体会到这是爱是何等长阔高深。
When you believe in Jesus Christ, become a Christian, and then you will know how big and how far is the love from God.
所以今天这信息，希望神也对我说，也对各位每位在座听的人说。
I pray that the message not only that I share with you, also that God will speak to me as well.
所以我在开始牧道的时候，我用了一句话，不晓得各位有没有注意听。
I'm not sure whether you pay attention or not when I first prayed before we share the message with you.
我用我们要谦卑来到父神的面前。
I mentioned that we have to humble ourselves before we come to God.
我们的谦卑是从里面开始。
Comes from within.
从敬拜诗歌开始。
From worshiping God with our songs and praises.
从读经开始。
From reading the scripture, the word of God.
从听信息讲信息开始。
Listening and even speaking the sermon or the message of God.
我们才能真正满足爱我们的主耶稣的心意。
Then we will satisfy or make God pleased.
才能真正满足父神差主来到地上的目的。
Then we will feel the will of God when He sent His Son to earth to save us.
好，谢谢。
Thank you.
请刘传道上来。现在我们要念今年在教会中服事的执事们。I'm going to call out this year new deacons and come stand before you. Mostly I will use in Mandarin, so.You'll follow me. 我们今年的主席是曹红，财务是王文雄。总务是李伟金，秘堂是吕胜军。崇拜是于姐，拆传是邓飞。主日学是李新龙，青少年是罗龙宝。团契是由刘勇传道借。那在前面这几位执事，他们是在教会来服侍弟兄姐妹，来负责教会各样的事工。首先我要感谢暂时退休的两位，也就是李志华弟兄和范正胜弟兄，他们今年是暂时休息。那今年上来休息之后上来的是于杰弟兄，所以我们要为他们祷告，也为我们祷告。我们牧会我们也需要执事，执事也在牧会的神的心意里面来完成神的使命，所以大家一起以敬畏神的方式，我们来推动教会的事工。教会在神给恩泽一个大使命，不但造就信徒，也造就我们传福音给 周围的弟兄朋友，让我们一起站立，我们为这些执事们祷告。主啊，我们感谢你，你是教会的元首，你用你的宝血买赎了我们，也让我们在教会服事上有主你自己的恩典，你自己的同在，你自己的力量，有你自己的爱充满我们。我们常常会灰心，但是主你永不灰心。求主赐福我们每一位，在神的家中都能成为敬忠，蒙神所爱的。感谢是奉靠主耶稣的名，阿们。请坐，请回去。
下面是我们守圣餐的时间。那我们来读这段经文，在哥林多前书十一章23-29节。We want to read the chapter, the scripture in the First Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23-29. We'll read all together in Mandarin and English, whichever you prefer. 好，一起来读，请。
我当日传给你们的，原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来，祝谢，就拨开说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍了，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。”饭后也照样拿起杯来说：“这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。你们每逢吃这个饼、喝这杯，是表明主的死，直到他来。所以无论何人不爱你吃主的饼、喝主的杯，就是拿了饭的人。”人应当自己省察，不可吃这饼，喝这杯，因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪。好，谢谢。手上的饼是一个象征，也是提醒我们，每逢我们守圣餐吃主的饼喝主的杯的时候，是他为我们所舍的。所以任何一位当你已经认罪悔改，接受主耶稣成为你个人的救主，也在众人面前见证你自己的救恩，神给你的救恩，受洗归入主的名下，我们都愿意你一起来领受这饼和杯。 In my hand there's a loaf, it's a symbol and also this reminds us the breadrepresent Jesus his body and the juice represent his blood, so that every time when we commemorate we know that he died for us. So for those who already confess your sin and accept Jesus as your personal savior,
have been baptized and share your testimony, you are welcome for this community.
Thank you. 恩谦卑，感恩敬畏的心来到你面前的时候，我们真正来精致的来再次的思想我们到所在耶稣基督面前当心的路，当什么站什么道路，前天后求神让我们明白我们原是一个不配的罪人，但是你们为了我们拯救我们，在定死在十字架上，让我们更加谦卑的心，时时的心提醒我们自己，能够谦卑的心，能够看到我们自己软弱的地方、不足的地方、脆弱的地方、自己的天赋。我求让我们每一个人都牢记耶稣基督的教导，为罪、为义、为审判自己、责备自己。那么，在过每一天的时候，我们真正以谦卑的心，能够反省自己，能够走到主的道路上，能够跟随主的脚步。我这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名求。
现在是奉献的时间，后书第九章第六到第十三节，少种的少收， 多种的多收，大家一起来念也可以。这话是真的，个人要随本心所稍定的，不要作拿，不要勉强，因为捐的乐意的人是神所喜爱的，神能将各样的恩惠多多地加给你们，使你们凡事常常充足，能多行各样善事。如经上所记，他施舍钱财，救济贫穷，他的能力全到永远。那赐种给撒种的，赐粮给人吃的，必多多加给你们种地的种子，又增添你们能力的果子，叫你们凡事富足，可以多多施舍，就借助我们使感恩归于神。不但从主说话，而且叫许多人又发感谢神，他们从这供给的事上得了凭据，知道你们承认基督胜过他的福音，多多地捐钱给他们和众人，就说荣耀归于神。祷告。亲爱的天上的父，感谢你给我们丰盛的供应和永生的盼望，我们知道我们世上所拥有的一切都是你所赐给的，一切的产业都是属神的，愿我们学会甘心乐意的存心存人存力存意的再将当纳的奉献归给耶和华为圣，蒙神的悦纳，也让我们效法亚伯拉罕和麦基洗德，靠近神，增强我们的信心，在奉献当中蒙神的祝福。感谢神，奉耶稣基督的名求， Amen。 下面是我们迎新的时间，今天有没有第一次到我们当中来的人？往左边右边，有没有头一次到我们当中来的人？没有哈。那么现在有几项报告事项。第一个报告事项就是上一个礼拜我们刚才知识会也已经就职，知识也已经就职了，但是上面有一个通知，就是上个主日会员大会全票是全票通过长老续任及2020年知识会的提名，并且高票两个会票通过本年度的预算，就这样这个一个。然后另外的报告事项，我们看这里，我们觉得三章哈，鉴于目前的这个特殊的情况，知识会做出决定，就是取消我们今年的春晚节目，可以改在退休会上，大家仍然可以进行的表演。届时取消茶点啊，暂时取消茶点和教仪，从主日1月26日至2月底到这个月的月底。建议刚刚从中国大陆回来的朋友及家人自我居家观察2周，暂时不来教会或者团契，也暂时取消在教会崇拜中和崇拜后的握手问候，就大家不必要握手，就是用其他的方式。如果希望在复活节是那个 April 12主日受洗的人，请在2月16日向刘传道提出申请，之后教会会根据申请的情况将安排一系列的受洗课程。那我们下面有个真理造就班，将于这个月的2号，就今天已经开始，主日学开始教授新的一系列课程，真理与生命，共12课啊，欢迎大家一起来学习。然后教会2019年个人奉献报告已经做好了，请向黄文雄弟兄索取。那报告时间就到这里为止，下面请大家一起起立唱上一首。
of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of Holy Spirit be with you all. 愿我主耶稣基督的恩惠、上帝的慈爱和圣灵的感动和交通始终与我们同在，是奉主耶稣的名。阿门。请坐，默祷最后散会。 Please be seated. Silent prayer and dismissed.